Boys and girls, mums and dads, I want to thank the Reverend Canny for the invitation to come along here again today and to take part in the Children's Day services. And you've done very well, boys and girls, and we're going to do the wee story now. We want you to sit up really, really well. Mr. Canny says the pulpit's pretty full, so it is, boys and girls. It's pretty full, so we've a lot to get through, and we'll have only to have two before the funeral service starts till we get this service done. But it's good to be with you, and I want to congratulate Beth and Trevor for so many years of service. Our brother Trevor was almost breaking down. I was thinking, in 12 years' time or so, whenever I'm retiring, I'll be singing that wee chorus, "I'm going home to heaven on the Happy Day Express." I'll just be glad to have the course over and the work for the Lord done in the ministry in that aspect of it. But it's wonderful to be with you here today back in Hillsborough. I was with you for the Bible Club last year. I just have a wee bit further to go this morning, just about another 40 minutes away up from near Strabane. If you go to Oma, Newton Stewart, then you come to Victoria Bridge, Zion Mills, and then Strabane. Well, I'm in Victoria Bridge in the wee church there at Mulvin. Now, normally I have to walk about 50 yards. If I walk about 50 yards, I'm into the pulpit, actually. So I've had a little bit further to go the day, maybe 50 or 60 miles. So it's good to be with you, and we trust that we'll have the service over, that you'll not get... live at the time, it's 20 past. I better take that watch off because it could rumble. Right, McKibben. You see, one wee boy, he was asking, "Who's coming?" And the daddy told him, "Mr. Abraham, don't know him," he says. He says, "Well, you remember he was here?" "No, take that." "Where's Barnes at?" "Barnes, he upstairs. What are you doing way up there? Gordy, you may come." "What are you doing way up there?" "Come on, Gordy, to your hands. You never reach it." "You sat too far away from the table, and that's why you didn't grow any." Right, boys and girls, I was wondering what we could do the story on today. And sometimes you run out of ideas, and you just have to sit back and look around you and think, and you get all the ideas that you need. And I thought, well, I'll get some things. I'll steal some of the wife's things out of the house, and then I'll do a story on the things in the house. Now, if Mummy's going to bed, what would Mummy use? Come on, give me a quick answer quick, because we're having all day here. If Mummy was going to do some begging, what does she need? Yes? Flour. Well, she needs flour, yes, but what does she need with the flour? Oh, they're going to pull the wire out of the microphone. What about one of those? What's that? Bowls, yes. Well, she would need a bowl, but I'm not getting the answer that I'm looking. She'd need a bowl, and we give her a sweep. What do you think these are? Ah, yes, yes. Scales. Does any of your mummy and daddy's have, or mummy has scales like these? These are what they call antique scales. Antique, you know, so there we are. There's the scales. I got these a set, and my wife has a set of these, and she makes lovely chocolate cake. We've been moving house last, about a few months ago, so I haven't got very many chocolate cake yet, Lorna, so... But these scales, but I was at an auction one night and I had seen this set of scales. I was looking at the program on the internet and I says, "That's what I want there." So I, for my story, so I had to go to the auction to get a pair of scales like these. And I thought, they remind me of a story in the Bible about this man called Belshazzar. He wasn't a good man. He wasn't a very godly man. In fact, he was quite a sinful man. And Belshazzar, he didn't know God, he didn't love God. And you know, he actually went and he took God's people captive. And he thought, "I don't fear God anymore." He says, "I can do what I like, I can sin what I like, I can do, and God can do nothing about it." He thought God could do nothing about it, that he could sin and get away with it. Sure, what can God do to me? I'm the king. And boys and girls, he filled his life with sin. Full of sin. There they were. He didn't care. And you know, he was having this big party one night, and he had all his friends, princes, lords, everything else. They just added one sin onto the next sin. Just one sin after. He says, what can God do all about it? He thought, I can do what I like. But you can't. You see, boys and girls, mums and dads, you can do what you like for a wee while, and you maybe get away with it for a wee while, but not forever. You see, Belshazzar, he was having this great party. Everything was going well. And the next thing, bang, there was a hand appeared writing on the wall. Oh, a whole lot of them were drunk, but they sobered up very quick. Because they seen this hand on the wall, and there was only the hand, but there was no man, there was no arm. Just a hand on the wall, and it started to write. And Belshazzar, he began to shake, and the thing, and everybody stopped, and everybody sobered up, and they looked, and the hand wrote, Mene, Mene, Tikalu Farsin. And Belshazzar says, what does that mean? What does that mean? You know what it meant? You weighed in the balances and found wanting. He was weighed in the balances, boys and girls, and he was found wanting. And that meant that night, Belshazzar was slain. The wages of sin is death. And you know, boys and girls, and mums and dads, there's a lot of people, and they too, they think, I can do what I like. I can sin away. What can God do all about? What can God do about it? And I don't care. And then others think, well, they're getting a wee bit older, and they say, you know, I remember in Sunday school they used to tell us about a judgment day. And maybe it's time that I started to tidy up my life. And so they start, and does anybody know what that says? They start to do. What are you doing today? You're in coming to. Sorry, you have it on your lips.
A tent church.
A tent church. Yes, the tent church. Well, that. You're going to get rid of two. They start to attend church and they say, you know, I'm getting a wee bit older now and I probably better go back to church again and sort of try and sort my life out. But, you know, does going to church, does that atone for our sins? It doesn't tip the balances. And they say, well, no, that doesn't work either. And so they think, I maybe need to do something more. What does that say? Anybody see? Yes. Good works, there we are. Good works. So they try good works. No, that doesn't do either. And I think, what am I going to do? I'm going to church and I'm doing good works. What more does God want? I didn't think I was that bad a sinner. And they say, you know, what I'll do is, let's see what else we have here. What does that say? Baptized. Yeah. I'll get baptized, you know. I'm going to get baptized. And they're saying, hold on, that's not working either. That's not getting rid of my sin. And I'm going to church and I'm getting good works and I'll get baptized. What more can I do? And I think, oh, I'll try communion. I'll try taking communion. But it doesn't work. Boys and girls, mums and dads, boys and girls, does going to church get rid of our sins? Does it? No. Does taking communion or being baptized or doing good works get rid of our sin? No. What do we need? Yes. We need to ask the Lord Jesus Christ into our heart. And you know what? We need to can't depend upon all those things. Salvation isn't getting saved and asking the Lord into our heart and going to church and being baptized and all the rest. You know, boys and girls, there's only one thing that can get rid of our sins. You know what that is? The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all our sins. Boys and girls, that's the only thing that can tip the scales. That's the only thing that can make us ready for heaven. Mums and dads, grannies, grandads, aunts and uncles, boys and girls, I wonder, what are you depending upon for heaven? What are you depending upon today to get rid of your sin? Is it going to church? Oh, it's never going to do. It's good. It's good and we should, but no, it's not going to get rid of our sins. Good works. It's not of works that we have done. But by his blood that we're saved, baptized. Oh, I might have been baptized As a little child, it'll make us wetter, but it'll not make us any better. Not get away our sins. If we're not saved, we shouldn't even be taking communion. I wonder what it is today that you're trusting in to get rid of our sins. What are you trusting in to make you ready for heaven? Only the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse us from our sins. Now, I have another box of stuff here. I'm going to show you this. Look at this. Oh, that's not going to sit there. A whole lot of different phones. Look at that. One lady, she was admiring this phone. Gordy, this is the first phone he remembers. You had to wind it up, you see. So you had this phone here. And then I wonder, whenever we moved into the new manse, we found this in the garage and they were going to throw it out. He says, no, you're not. I need that. You remember that one, Gordy? Oh, boy. Who remembers this phone here? Come on, put your hands up, Edwin. Yes. Wait, you see, they'll be looking by that, only it's a Sunday. There we are. And here's another phone. This one here is quickly stated. You know what happened in this phone? This wee phone we had in our wee mobile, whenever Lauren and myself got married, we had this wee phone on our mobile. And the very last night we were in the mobile, about a 12:15 at night, my wife says, I smell smoke. I says, well, I don't. She says, well, I do. And I knew until I got up that I wasn't going to get a bit of peace. And because whenever a woman starts nagging, she just, you know, but I thought I'd better get up. You know, my wife was right. The wee house was on fire. And that's the smoke. And boys and girls, I'm telling you something. It was so black and it was so dark and it was so hot that it actually melted one of the girls' wee kitchen. Hard kitchen. I'm telling you, hell's an awful place. If that was just a wee glimpse of what hell was like, well then, boys and girls, you need to flee because it's an awful place. You know, whenever you've been in something like it, it's terrible. Now, we got a wee bit further advanced and we got one of these. Have you got one of these, Gordy, yet? You got rid of this one. There's another phone there. There's a cordless phone. And now, wait till we see. Who has one of these? Anybody know what that is? Yeah. No, it's a Motorola. Well, give them a good answer. It was a good answer. I'm going to tell you what happened to me just a couple of weeks ago. There was a lady comes to the church sometimes. Name's Bridget. And son has been on drugs from when he was 11. So one Thursday night, he got a handful of drugs. He took a handful of Aura Blues, 10 times the strength of diazepam. He was snorting some stuff as well. Thursday night, he went into the intensive care. They had to bring him back twice. Saturday, I went to visit him up in the hospital and tried to talk some sense to him, not interested. I said, son, I'm going to read and pray with you. He says, that's all right, I don't believe the Bible, but he says, read a wee paragraph there, and he says, hey, a wee prayer you want. But somebody had messaged me, and I had taken my phone out and sat it on his bed, and see, whenever I was praying with him, he reached out and he took the phone, and I never got it back. Oh, sin will take you further than you ever want to go. Never think you ever would. You know, I don't care about the old phone. I was able to get another phone, and that boy had lost his life. He wouldn't have got it back. If he'd lost his life, he'd have been in a lost eternity, never to get out. What about an old phone? Better losing a phone than a boy losing his life and losing his soul, isn't that right? Do you know what we use the phone for? What do you think we use the phone for? Come on, something, yes? To talk to. That is right. You know, boys and girls, mums and dads, it's a good thing when we're saved. You know, to talk to the Lord. To call upon the Lord. You know, anybody know what this is? Gordy, do you know what this is? A what? You don't? What do you think it is? What will go along with the phone? Who said an answering machine? Give that man a sweet. It's an answering machine. You see, whenever we talk to God, whenever we talk to the Lord will answer us. He says, call on me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And you know, boys and girls, whenever we call upon the Lord and ask him to save us, he says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, he shall be saved. And you know, boys and girls, mums and dads, today, if you haven't called upon the Lord, if you've never asked the Lord to save you, as Beth said, behold, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Would you make that call to the Lord today? Would you repent of your sin and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior? Don't say, I'll do it tomorrow, because we know not what a day will bring forth. So we've had the balances and we've had the phones. Now, does anybody know what that is? Anybody know? Yes. A television remote. It's a remote control. And you know, that wee thing there can cause more trouble in the house than anything else. Who's got the remote control? Turn that over. Why did you turn that over? I was watching that program. Turn it back. No, I want to see this one. And turn it down. No, I can't hear it. Turn it up. And it causes so much trouble. You know, but so many times, you know what happens? The remote control, it gets, what do you think? Yeah. It gets lost down the side of the couch, underneath the couch. You got it. It gets lost. You know, so you know what you do? If the remote control's lost, you get a bigger one. You get a bigger one. You can't lose it. It's just as handy. And you know, boys and girls, moms and dads, it does get lost. And you know, that reminds us that the Bible tells us that if we're not saved, we're lost. We're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. We're lost. But you know what the Bible says? Christ Jesus came into the world to seek and to save those who are. Anybody tell me? Christ Jesus came into the world to seek and to save those who are. That wee girl there. Yes, lost. Gordy, that's all right. McKibben, he's there. Lost. And you know, boys and girls, moms and dads, you think it's great. You know where you're going to. You know how to get home. But if you're not saved, do you know where you're going to? You're going to a lost eternity. But thank God he sent his Lord Jesus Christ, to die upon the cross that those who are lost in sin might be saved from sin. But the thing is that if you die in your sin, you're going to be lost for all eternity. Lost for all eternity, and there's no way back. For there's a great gulf between heaven and hell that no man can span. I wonder, are you lost today? Well, you might be well dressed, and you might be well off, but tell me, are you lost? Are you lost? Now, the next thing, I'm looking at this watch, I hate them watches. The next thing I have is this. Does anybody know what that is? Yeah. CD player. Yes, that's right. It's a CD player. And yous were singing a wee piece. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. But you know, you sang it. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. And you know, way back in the very beginning of the Bible, there was a woman who listened to the devil. Who was she? In the Garden of Eden, there was a woman who listened. Yes, son. Eve. That is right. Eve, she listened to the devil. The devil, he told Eve, he says, yeah, hath God said ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And she said, yes, we're not allowed to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for the day that we eat thereof we shall surely die. And the devil says, you'll not die. You'll not die. He says, God doesn't want you to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because in the day that you eat thereof, ye shall be like gods. You'll be like him, and God doesn't want that. But he says, you're not going to die. If you eat of the tree, you're not. And Eve, she listened to the devil. And what did she do? Yes. She ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. She disobeyed God. And she plunged us all into sin. Adam and Eve plunged us all into sin. Don't you listen to the devil. And don't listen to the devil's lies. You listen to the Lord. You listen to the Lord and he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Mums and dads, I wonder who you've been listening to. Have you been listening to the devil's lie all your life? There's another day, there's another time. There's another opportunity. Who have you been listening to? You heard the message last Children's Day. You've heard it again today. And you say, ah, sure, I'll have tomorrow. I'll have next year. I'll get right with God. Don't listen to the devils now. Come now. Come now, the Savior says. Now, I have another thing here. Ah, dear. Oh. Does anybody know what that might be? Yes. A what? A computer, a laptop. A laptop. Now, who has one of these? Anybody got a computer at home? Who plays games? Who plays games on the computer? Yep. Well, I don't play games. I got that big one because my eyes ain't that good. You know, but that's not the one I have now. That one's hard drive was going in, you know, so I can know one. But anyway, you know, you come home from school and mommy says, go you upstairs and get your homeworks done before tea time. And you say, all right, mommy, I'm away. I'm way upstairs here. I'm going to do my homework. I'll have them done before tea time, mommy, and I'll be back again. And you go up and you take a look. And you take out your schoolwork. And you look at the computer or the PlayStation, the Xbox, and you say, I'll only take a few minutes. Mommy's down there, she doesn't know. You switch it on. And then you start in. And you're going 10 to the dozen. You're playing away. You get up one level, another level, another level. And you're thinking, you know, I need to do these homeworks before tea time. I'll take another game. We'll do another level. And the next thing, mommy shouts, Jimmy! Your tea's ready! And you think, I'm done for. It's tea time. And I haven't my homework done. I've left it too late. Mommy's going to kill me. Daddy's going to kill me. You've left it too late. Do you know, boys and girls and mums and dads, the same as salvation. You can leave it too late. You say, oh, but I'll get saved on my deathbed. Well, you mightn't have one. And not only that, but you say, I'll get saved on my deathbed. How do you know God will be speaking to you? For the Bible says, my spirit shall always strive with man. The only time that we can get saved is when God's speaking to us. And while we're yet alive. You know, boys and girls and mums and dads, you can play about with sin and with life for too long, and you can leave it too late to get saved. If you die in your sin, you've left it too late. If you wait until the Lord stops speaking to you, you've left it too late, and you could live another 50 years and never have another notion of getting saved or right with God. And you could live destined for a lost eternity. Don't leave it too late, but come today. Come today, ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior. Now, does anybody know what that is? Yes. Wooden spoon. What does Mummy use that for? Yes. Bacon. You have a good mummy. Where's your mummy at? What else does Mummy use that for? Yes. For what? Yes. For smacking you. Come here up here. Where's your mommy? Would you point your mommy out to me? You know, Mummy sometimes can use that. I'll get the wooden spoon for you. I was going to bring a belt and a slipper, but I thought, no, I better not. We're living in days, you're not to lose it. But you think that's bad. You see, when Daddy doesn't do what he gets that. That's for the children, that's for Daddy. You know, it speaks of punishment. You do wrong, you're going to be punished. Do you know, boys and girls, that's the same of God. You do wrong, you're going to be punished. Now, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? How are we going to escape the punishment of God? The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And you know, listen folks, you can't sin your life away. And you can't reject Christ as your Savior and expect Him to accept you into heaven. There's the wrath of God for sin, the punishment. But thank God, whenever the Lord Jesus Christ was upon the cross, He bore the punishment of sin that you might be saved. But if you reject Him as your Savior, then you'll have to bear the wrath of God in hell for all eternity. Oh, boys and girls, mums and dads, the Savior has died. He has bore the punishment for sin, for you and for me, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord might be saved. I wonder today, will you come? Will you call upon the Lord before you're lost? Don't leave it too late. Before you're lost for all eternity, will you call upon the Lord today and ask Him to be your Savior? The time is gone. We're just going to close in a wee word of prayer.